Now, I want to tell you a story about two monkeys, a mother and its child. And the child saw a jar of nuts on the earth in the jungle. Now, this particular jar was actually fixed to the ground. It couldn't be moved. And the young monkey saw the jar of nuts. Of course, it was attracted to it because it enjoyed nuts. And it went over it to it to get the nuts. And the mother realized that this was a trap. And so it cried out to the young monkey not to go over there to the jar of nuts. But the mother wasn't close enough to stop her young child doing that. And the young monkey went over to the jar of nuts and put its hand into the jar, then grabbed a fistful of nuts, but then found it couldn't draw its hand out. Now, I want to try and demonstrate this, and I hope this works. Is there a youngster who would like to grab a fistful of nuts? You're going to need a smallish hand. Right. I think perhaps your hand was up first. And what's your name?
Maggie.
Maggie. Like to come out, Maggie, and see. We'll see if this works. Now, can you get your hand in there, Maggie? You can. Can you get a fistful of nuts? Ooh, you can get it out as well. But it was harder getting it out, wasn't it? Right, so if your hand had been a little bit bigger, you wouldn't have got it out, would you? Do you want to keep those nuts? No, you don't. Right. Well, better put them back in. And thank you for coming to demonstrate, Maggie. That was kind of you. Well, it didn't quite work, did it? But you've got the idea. A hand is able to go in the jar, but as soon as it grabs a fistful of nuts, well, it can't pull it out. And so this monkey grabbed the fistful of nuts, but it couldn't get its hand out of the jar that was attached. It was stuck to the earth. And the mother, of course, was distraught. She was very worried about her young child. But the hunter saw that his trap had worked, came along with a net, and put the net over the monkey and caught the monkey. Well, sometimes we've got to let go of things. If only that monkey had let go of the nuts, it would have got its hand out of the jar and kept its freedom. But because it didn't let go of the nuts, it lost its freedom. And sometimes we've got to let go of things in order to follow Jesus. Jesus said to the rich young man that he should sell everything he has and then come and follow him. And in the same way, Jesus calls us to let go of those things which get in the way of us following Jesus. Tom, can you please put on the screen a picture of Palestine? Right. In that picture, you will notice two seas in Palestine, the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. And running between them is the River Jordan, which goes along the Jordan Valley. And I think it's also the River Jordan to the north of the Sea of Galilee. Well, what happens is the water comes from the hills in the north, goes down the River Jordan, into the Sea of Galilee, and then out of the Sea of Galilee, down the Jordan Valley, and into the Dead Sea. And so both of the seas, the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea, are fed by the same water. But although they both have the same water, they are very different. If you go to the Sea of Galilee, you'll find it surrounded by towns and villages, and there'll be farms there and trees, birds nesting, and fish in the sea. It looks alive, it feels alive, and it is alive. But go to the Dead Sea. There's no towns and villages there. There's no pasture land or trees. There's no birds nesting, and there's no fish in the sea. It looks dead, it feels dead, and it is dead. So why are the two seas so different? Well, the answer is this. The Sea of Galilee, as soon as it receives water, it gives water. There's an outflow at the south end going south down the River Jordan. But the Dead Sea, it receives the water and it just keeps it. And it's dead. And so in order to be alive, we need to give. And Jesus said to the rich young man, give to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. And so it's very important that we give. And in this harvest service, our produce is going to Christian Action Housing Association, who help provide accommodation for people in Enfield, including the single homeless. And later on, our loose money offerings will be going to Sight Savers International, which is the biggest UK charity helping the blind in poor countries. But of course, we can give in other ways. We can visit the sick, we can befriend the lonely, and we can help the needy. And if we do give, then we become alive. We're full of vitality. And we make friends with other people. We please God. And we have riches in heaven. But if we're the sort of people who refuse to give to others, then we'll wither inwardly. We'll wither spiritually, and we'll lose the friendship of other people and the friendship of God. Where I live in the manse in Churchbury Lane, I've got a small front garden and a large back garden. And my gardens have loads of things in them. There's trees, there's bushes, and there's many flowers. I've got daffodils, tulips, fuchsia. I've got cornflower, all sorts of flowers. And round about May, I get a lot of other things in my garden, and they're called Taraxacum dens leonis. Can you put that up on the screen, please, Tom? Well, that sounds a really fierce and frightening name. Anyone know what a Taraxacum dens leonis is? Have I fooled you? Well, I'll have to tell you then. Right, a Taraxacum dens leonis is a dandelion. Tom, there we are. That's what it is. Dandelions. And our word dandelion is from the French. Dent de Lyon. And dent de Lyon means lion's tooth. And the reason why the dandelions call that is it's because it's thought that the leaf of a dandelion is like a lion's tooth. Now, I think all our flowers have Latin names because that's what Taraxacum dens leonis is. Now, a daisy is, I've forgotten, it's a Bellis perennis. And a snowdrop is a Galanthus nivalis. Well, I think the simpler names are easier because they often tell us something about the flower. For example, a snowdrop. Well, that gives us a bit of a picture of what a snowdrop's like, doesn't it? Or a bluebell, and even a dandelion. And so it tells us a little bit about what the flower's like. Well, we are called Christians, and that's a good name for us, isn't it? Because we are Christ's followers, or Christ's friends, people who want to speak and act like Jesus Christ and do what Christ would like us to do. And so let's try to let go of all those things that keep us following Jesus Christ. And let's make sure that we give to those in need. And so, be followers of Christ and like Christ.